interaction and bring collage in if you don't have fabric manipulation. So it's just kind of worth seeing that.
Yeah, and Michael always does this. Because I usually do like embroideries and he always like touches it. Because like a lot of people like that tactile. Because it just feels nice to you.
Yeah.
Because we're all like visual and tactile people.
And whether that's a paper tactile thing or
yeah.
it just, you want this to pull people in. That's the point of this, and that's why we have the layers. So we have drawing, we have collage, we have sample, we have drawing directly to the page. All those elements, like you do in your sketchbook, it's no different. But this is the edit, this is the summary of that work.
Yeah. And so this was just one project. It was like 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, it was just a 2-week project, so really short. And I decided to include some stuff I did in high school because I hadn't really shown it in a portfolio before, and I usually have. And I thought they were pretty good and like made sense with everything. And so, and also in high school, I didn't know at all how to do a sketchbook. And this course like taught me how to do it and like actually have a process opposed to just making kind of contrived things. But I still thought these were pretty good, so.
And that's why there's not a big development process for these, because
yeah.
it's about outcome. But
mm-hmm.
you know, we've said to you not to include A-level work in particularly because you'll see a huge gap between the work you did and the work you do now.
Mm-hmm.
The difference with Julia's previous education, it was, you said it was like an art program.
Yeah, I went to like an arts high school, and so we like we made stuff all the time. So
it's much more developed, and therefore it's in keeping with the work that she's done on Foundation. So if it looks like, you know, old work, it won't go in. And this was still a conversation that Julia and I had. She was saying, can I bring in this old work? I really feel passionate about it. It kind of shows this other side to my making.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of made that decision together, and it obviously fits the portfolio.
And this next one is something, whatever your Christmas project was. Ours was about like color in your environment. And like it was kind of more of a styling project from what I remember. But I made something and like worked with it in environment. And it was just looking at like the rainbow and the context of my hometown.
So you might, if your Inwards Outwards project was successful for you, it easily could become 2 to 4 pages, depending on how successful it was. If it wasn't, you won't include it. But you know, it might have just been the vehicle to get you going for denim, so that's also fine. But you know, it'll be different again for everyone.
I think it's a good point to say, if a project's more personal, I think that's a lot better, because the other one I did was, I mean, it was pretty good, I thought, but this one, like, expressed who I was a bit more, so I think that's more important, opposed to a project being, like, technically better, but then a bit generic, I would say.
Well, it was
yeah.
your chance to kind of play a bit, wasn't it? Because
yeah.
this didn't have the boundaries of making, even though you did make.
Yeah.
You decided to flex some other kind of parts of your personality, which were styling. And I think, you know, one thing we kind of mentioned a lot this morning, and we will again, your portfolio is you're putting your personality into your portfolio. It's kind of showing your identity as a creative person. And that is not a one-dimensional women's wear designer. That is a experimental, diverse, trying different things. What this is not is a perfect, finished fashion design portfolio. It's, I am prepared to experiment, I'm prepared to try different things, I'm prepared to push myself out of my comfort zone. If it involved no making in terms of finished garments, that would be fine, as long as you've done experiments. You've done kind of, if they're textile, if they're body parts, you know, elements that relate to the body, then fine. But it doesn't need to be finite and perfect, because that's not what this is about.
So that's all I submitted for my BA application, and just the rest of this is the final project that you guys are going to be doing, like, after you've gotten it and everything. Yeah, and so it's basically just these, but you have way more time to work on it, so you have more time to, like, develop and experiment with stuff.
So this is your, final major project, so
mm-hmm.
when you write your own brief. So again, you'll be required to create portfolio sheets, because that's what you need for submission. But I just wanted to clarify again, so that's what got Julia to BA,
yeah.
what you've seen, okay? So 15 pages?
It was like 15 to 20, I think it's 20 to
20 pages. Projects.
You had another one?
Yeah, with the sheep.
I don't know where it was.
There was a third project.
The tartan.
Yeah, you
that
guys
was the
culture.
Yeah,
and you guys have it.
I don't know.
What's this place? Yeah, I don't know where it is.
There was another project.
Yeah.
Michael has all his projects.
But I like this is all I submitted though, because you only had two. I never made sheets for the other one.
Ah, okay. Because it came later for you.
No,
done.
It was just I was like, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna show. I don't know what happened.
But then that's kind of a good point. You know, you probably did make the sheets, but you decided not to submit.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is totally a judgment call that you'll go through, and you'll do it with us as well. So, you know, that is therefore a strong enough portfolio to gain your place. It's about an edited selection of your work. Some of you will be thinking, oh, I've got so much work, I want to show it all. That's not what this is about. 25 is the absolute max of pages, of sheets that you'll submit. 20 is a really great number, 50 is totally fine. Less, bit of a worry, but we have had students submit only 10 sheets, and still be okay. But it's a bit more of a struggle, obviously, if you've got more work to play with, it's better.
I think I showed my sketchbook for that other project, actually.
Because you
can do that too, like just make really nice sheets, but then have like a different sketchbook.
Yeah.
Because essentially this is just your sketchbook, but like on nice pages. Yeah.
And in general, we'll advise 1 to 2 sketchbooks.
Yeah.
So it might relate to one of the projects you've submitted on the portfolio sheets, but as Julia said, it might not. It might be from another project that doesn't relate. It's just about, and Michael said this earlier, when the tutors are looking at your portfolio and your sketchbooks, they're going to focus on portfolio and then they're going to flick through the sketchbook. It's more of a backup. It's to see further how your mind works. They're still vital to the process, but they are a secondary to this.
Like they didn't even, like when you go into your interview, they didn't even look through anything, because they're going to do that without you guys in the room anyways.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like go through each step with them, because you should be able to like show
this
your process.
This should say everything that's in your sketchbook, minus
the
extra information that you don't need.
Yeah,
yeah,
like all the stuff you do for yourself in your sketchbook, you don't have to put on these, if that makes sense.
This is the best bit.
Yeah.
The summary.
That's not falling off. Yeah, make sure you secure. So secure everything really nicely.
It is 2 years old, so it's an excuse.
Yeah.
But just keep noticing they're layered. They feel involved. This feels like a finished, it's almost like it literally came out of the sketchbook. Mm-hmm. You know, she's involved with the page. She's drawing on the page. Therefore, it all kind of ties together.
And then with like lineups, it just kind of depends on how you do. Like it could literally just be illustrations like lined up in a page, or you can like think of some cool way to do it. I don't know, like just incorporate other stuff with it as well.
And you'll see Michael's done it a different way. So you know, everyone has their own way of doing it.
Yeah, and especially when people like three-dimensionally do a lineup, like they'll put a three-dimensional thing on a flat like picture of somebody. I think people react really well to those usually, but that's just a personal reference.
And this is obviously fashion direction. If you're a textile student, these will be samples.
Yeah.
So you will see next week some textile portfolios as well. Although I would suggest that Julia's could easily be a fashion or textiles portfolio, because it's really kind of covering both areas.
Yeah, like especially if you're going to knit or print, there's like a really fine line between like fashion and textiles, which it can work either way, but I just tend to see people that have like that nice balance of being able to understand their textiles in a garment setting, opposed to like this whole garment being like one sample, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And illustrations, as you know, are necessary. So you might include stuff from the Paul Kindersley projects. We're hoping to try and give you some more fashion illustration lessons coming up, so then you can add those in. I think we did that with you guys as well. We had a day of just drawing. Those additional pages will go in. They're just kind of additional to the projects. They're not necessarily involved.
Go to them. Like we had
John Booth.
Yeah, we had, sorry, he's a really famous illustrator, just forgot his name. We had a whole day with him, and it was amazing, but it was during, like, portfolio time, so, like, hardly anybody came, but I think they really missed out, because, like, I think I ended up using some of his stuff in my portfolio,
yeah,
and it was done in, like, an hour, and but that's all it can take sometimes, yeah.
And just to say as well, you know, Julia's and Michael's are very different portfolios, which is why it's great to see both of them. These are relevant not just to CSM, they're relevant to anywhere you're going. You know, it's a broad spectrum of work. You might have in your application process to wherever it is, Kingston or Westminster or whoever, they might request specific things. So you might have to submit a certain amount of lineups, a certain amount of whatever. Obviously, you'll need to fulfill that. But this is still the process of putting a portfolio together, no matter where you're applying. So keep that in mind. It's like, it's not just targeted towards CSM or UAL. Okay, Michael? And then you guys can have a look at portfolios again later.
I think you really are, like, when I tell you.
And she seemed like months. Mm. She's like, it's
we're going to have questions after, okay.
So the first question I have is actually my final major project from Foundation, so it's a longer project. This wasn't included in my application. So again, kind of starting with initial research and then my like initial responses with the drawing and the kind of embroidery stitching. So obviously, like, all of these are actually physical, like, pieces that they can touch, and then, like, things like this, you photocopy and put the photocopy in the sketchbook and take out the physical piece and put that on your sheet, and then from there it's kind of like continued sampling and idea development. So this was kind of like testing different kind of maybe print ideas. I applied to menswear and print, and actually someone asked me this morning, do you show separate portfolios? No, it's the same portfolio, so make sure that it reads as everything that you're applying to, so it works for whichever courses, it's not separate things.
Do you remember as well, this project is the final project, so
you have like 8 or 9 weeks, so this is not like a 2-week project. And it's just kind of like design, development.
This is a good one to see, I think, you know, different to Julia's, the way Michael is kind of developing design is a very different process, and that's something that works for him. So again, you're going to work in different ways individually. We said this earlier and it's worth kind of mentioning, try not to compare yourself to each other, because you're going to work in very different ways. It's good to respond to each other, critique each other, but aesthetically you're going to work incredibly differently, and you've got to work in a way that makes sense for your own style and identity.
These were kind of more final sample ideas that went with the final lineup. So like I applied to print, but I remember I showed actually like a knit project, and that's fine. Like, it doesn't matter. You can show that you have interest and like different skill sets. It doesn't have to really relate specifically to your practice. Otherwise, I think it's too focused and specific. You want to show you have interest in different subject matters and an ability to experiment with different processes. That was the final garment and final illustration. And so I guess you were saying like everything should be landscape except your final illustration or image can be portrait.
And you can also, so a portfolio should be landscape or portrait, primarily one or the other. If you decide it's portrait, the bulk of it will be laid out this way. And if that suits your way of working, then good. I'm generally kind of more in favor of working landscape. Like Michael said, it's a final illustration. They're in a kind of separate identity, you know, you're drawing a full body. It has to work on a portrait page. But what you can't do is make every page a different layout. You want there to be continuity running through the book. So that was not in the portfolio. when he's...
So this is the start of the work that I was showing when I applied for my BA courses.
And what project?
This was corduroy, so I actually...
Denim for you.
Yeah, so I actually focused this whole project on knitwear, and I did it with Alice, and was just experimenting with the possibilities of that. I think this is like my favorite project, and it's fine that I didn't apply to a knit course. It just shows, you know, experimentation really. Kind of shape development and some more kind of final design ideas.
Worth mentioning as well that Michael wasn't a confident drawer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get really excited by it. Julia, it was kind of more natural process for her. So Michael was kind of devising ways to make that work for him. And you can probably tell that kind of more graphic, cleaner kind of way of working. It still has depth within the page. There's still layers. There's still kind of multiple surfaces. There's thread within, there's drawing within it, there's acetates within it. You know, he's kind of still embracing that textural quality. And he is still drawing, he is still interacting with the page, but doing it very much his way. But again, you're going to do the same thing that works for you.
And then this was just the final kind of garment that I had photographed to show. I mean, I think menswear is very interested in like a very tidy, it's a very tailored focus kind of approach. And so the making is really important. They want to see like you're very interested in observing finishings and seams and different things like that. And that's like something that definitely carries on through the course.
So then thinking about that, if you're somebody who's not confident with making, that might consist for you not as a full garment, but a series of pocket experimentations.
Yeah, exactly.
Or sleeve, or waistbands, or cuffs, or collars. It's not about a finished garment, it's about showing an interest in those things. Because menswear is about those kind of functionalities.
And like sample doesn't have to be textile sample, it can be pocket sample, it can be like different stitch ideas. It doesn't have to be like something that's that thick. It can be really flat and still be sampling and showing like your hand in it.
And just to say as well, sorry, one thing. So I've had other students that are less technically focused still get through to menswear as well. If it's just, you know, you're showing interest in it. I've had other students that worked more in a kind of collage way, focusing on those functionality elements of garments. Again, it still worked. Mm. And they're drawing into it. They weren't producing physical things.
Just showing your interest, like what are you interested in? Why are you applying to that course? This was a project that I did kind of like on the side that I wanted to include just to kind of show what I was interested in looking at the time. And I remember they actually like specifically were like looking at this page a lot because they wanted to see like the way that I was interested in how the different fabrics were falling and different things like that.
When did you do it?
It was, I mixed work that I did before and like in my high school, then I did like a I did a kind of work on the side alongside foundation.
And I'd say also that's worth thinking therefore about. So Michael added this in because he wanted to have that extra dimension. That's part of his personality, it's part of his identity, and he wanted to include that. Plus it's previous work he'd done. There is a difference in the layout of these, I'd say, because he's kind of trying to respond to the outcomes that you've produced.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less as involved as the other pages.
This was your pairs project is what they would be. I remember that the development was not very strong for this, so I had to spend more time working on the sheets to make sure that they read very clearly and could be understood as a through project. So I just made sure that like you get all these, like these are all hand drawn onto the page, and then this is like a mix of like digital collage and then the embroidery, so you get all those different elements. Even though the pages are really flat, there's like layers of paper there. They're not just scans that are like reprinted.
So it's worth thinking, and we mentioned earlier that, so as Michael was saying, as a project in his sketchbook, this was a bit thin on the ground. He didn't get fully into it as much, but there was good work within it. Because of that, it was harder to create the sheets. When you have a really well-developed, full, experimental project, there's loads to pull out and put in his portfolio. When there's less, he had to create work effectively to put on the sheets. So we had to kind of cobble it together a little more. It still works, it just takes more work to do it, you know. And some students will have projects that are just complete miss, didn't make any sense. It might end up being a two-page project that we can see a development sheet and an outcome. But obviously, primarily, we want to get, you know, broader projects.
This was like continued development, so like experimenting on the stand from initial like collage ideas, and then how that would continue into more like finalized designs using like the print and like the sampling, like the final samples I had like scanned in and reprinted. So like those are like, the final lineup includes collage, it's not just purely drawing, which it can be.
And I'd say, although these are kind of flatter and cleaner as a project, when we get to then this page, it kind of brings life to it. It brings that textual balance to the whole project. You're trying to communicate your ideas from initial research, development, through to outcome, and show that process. And knowing that Michael went through that tactile making process to try and kind of understand the fabrics, how they relate to the body, is really important.
And then this was just like the final outcome for that project, and then like the final drawing for it as well. And then this last project was a cobbled project from, I think it was actually three different projects. So they were like in the first term, projects that they're not as strong, but there are some nice elements too, and so they can kind of work together just to show more if you feel like you need another project.
So they're almost individual sheets really, aren't they?
Yeah. So this is more like experimenting with shapes, this is like more with textile, and then this is like a final idea.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna move through the presentation, and then we have, you can ask questions in a moment. So, first thing, what is the purpose of a portfolio? So, handing over to you, anyone, what's the purpose of a portfolio? Yeah?
To demonstrate you as an artist to a creator in an hour or two.
This is the summing up of you. As Julia was saying before, inherently the way it works, no matter where you go, this will be looked at without you there. There's no kind of, in general, there's not this luxury of sitting there and saying, this page, it doesn't happen that way. So you want it to communicate, you know, and I've kind of had this conversation with people at different points. Same goes to your sketchbook. If I look at a project, I want it to kind of read. I want it to show me. Just, it might take three pages to understand, but at least it will start to communicate. So yeah, to communicate your identity as a designer, as a creative. What skills are required to build a portfolio? So, I'll ask you first, Julia.
Having like a good eye for editing, being able to step away from your work and look at it critically and not stuff that you're necessarily just emotionally attached to because you like it, but actually what is the best thing? I think going back to like do the most recent project last. So if you go back to like the earliest project and do those pages first, you'll have time like away from your work to actually look at it with fresh eyes.
It's about being objective. So it's one of the hardest skills. Editing and being objective about your own work is incredibly difficult. It's a skill that you have to learn and develop. And it gets better and better the more you do it. And you probably, you know, since we did your original portfolio for now, it's much easier.
So easy.
And you need to be able to step back. One way of stepping back is get friends, peers to look at it. Hopefully critical friends and peers. And photograph it, look at it the next day. That kind of helps as well. Yeah. Looking at it in a different context.
I think it's so good to get like a not fashion person to look at art, like even in creative field. Because it needs to be able to like read so clear somebody like who doesn't know anything. That sounds so awful. But like somebody
assume they know nothing.
Yeah, like assume like they've never seen art before. And like if what you're trying to do makes sense to them, like getting from point A to point B, and they can understand it.
Yeah.
That's like the best.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing you can do.
On a rudimental level,
yeah.
Actual presentation, so cutting things out cleanly, sticking them down well.
It just shows like that you care.
Exactly.
More than anything.
It's your work. You would be not. I mean, it's crazy amount of students I see that are just like literally bit it out of their sketchbook.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just looks gnawed and gnarled. It needs to be considered.
Well, I mean,
everything needs to be considered.
Yeah.
That's your thing. But like it's gnawed.
It's gnawing
like,
his thing. Yeah.
That you have to make that
perfect.
Your thing.
What other skills might you need?
Time organization?
Yeah, definitely. Spend time with it. Also, when you're putting a page together, we have another Julia page here, you want all the components around you so that you can play, so you can push things in, push things out, bring another thing in, put another thing out, and photograph each version. And we're going to go through this again later in a more practical way. But it's, you know, it's kind of, if you're painting a picture, you want all the paints there, right? I mean, it's the same thing. You need all the elements around you.
And it's going to cost and be like really wasteful to just like,
yeah.
This is when you have, because when you do this a lot, you like get better at knowing what you need to do.
Mm,
but just
yeah.
Now, I had no idea at least. So I just had to like photocopy everything.
Yeah.
Like twice or something.
They take like way longer than you initially think they would. And I remember like, when we were making our BA portfolios,
mm-hmm.
it took like a week and a half to 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
of a lot of late nights to get to a nice outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I remember our final major project, it was one weekend to produce
yeah.
half that amount. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So, yeah.
And also
yeah.
you're just nervous too, so that's why it's gonna take way more time.
And it's having time to go away and come back.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
a big part
yeah.
of it.
You need time for breaks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just to get that, you know, get past the hatred level and like
yeah.
it. What equals a successful portfolio? Throw it open. What equals a successful portfolio? Anyone?
Diversity of skill shown.
Yeah. Massive one, definitely. What else?
Well, can you say difficult ideas, like shown to the...
I'd say the main point is the communication, like well communicated. So, and this, you know, the same goes in your sketchbooks, right? If you're trying to kind of you're responding to an environment, whatever that is, you need to draw it, you need to collage it, you need to then work back into it, take it out, bring it back. And then the element you show in here will be the one that best sums that up. So yeah, communication. Experimentation is another one. You show that you're open and you're experimental and diverse and you're pushing in different directions. You know, even if it's something you're not comfortable with, you need to show that you're prepared to learn.
Like a balance. The balance within your ideas.
Yeah. And this is one of those really difficult things to communicate, is balance. Like, how do we communicate that each of these pages or even the previous has balance within it? You know, it's kind of really subjective thing. But it's trial and error is a big one of them, you know. And it's like looking at the components within the page. And like I said, taking some off, putting some back on. Removing as much as possible, adding more things in, you know, what feels overloaded, what feels kind of the right balance. They're kind of pretty much the main elements, I would suggest.
I don't know if any of you guys have taken like art theory classes, but
yeah.
it's usually like the rule of three, like just within like a composition, you have like the golden mean, so there's like one proportion, two proportion, three proportion. And usually when you like follow that principle, you always get like an interesting outcome. And if you just go by, like if you think of each thing you're putting on a page as an element, if you have like an odd number of things on a page, it's a lot more interesting than having like an
yeah.
even number, because it's like your brain's used to even numbers, but when you have an odd number, it like reacts to it in a more.
Sort of attracts you to it more.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that is generally, that's a really good way to think in terms of this kind of work, you know, when you're communicating multiple thoughts. If
yeah.
it's like samples,
yeah, but
you might have four samples.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to kill you.
Yes.
Five would be better, but four is okay. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But equally, if you put it in this kind of framework, in terms of you've got samples working alongside research imagery and photographs and drawings, it's going to probably communicate better. What should a portfolio contain? Kind of covered that a little bit, but anyone want to add any kind of more points? So we've mentioned it a few times, like if it's one sheet of a portfolio, what should it contain?
Your project.
I mean like physical attributes to each page.
Space
is a really good one. Really good one. You know, notice everything we've shown you has a lot of white space going on. It's important. Do not cram it. Do not go to the edges. Some things might fall off the edge intentionally, but space is a really good element. What else?
Texture.
Yep. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
Colours, if it's a colourful project.
Yeah.
Like thematic colours throughout the portfolio.
Good point to mention, I'm going to come back to that point. Is that hand up, Chad? What else?
No, maybe more the composition, where your eyes are directed to.
Direction? Yes, definitely. Yeah.
First hand drawing the spontaneous
languages. That's the one. Looking for. So you need to interact with the page. It is essential. You do not, this is not going to be a series of cut out things stuck on the page. You're going to have an element of that. You're going to have an element of textural, whether it's collage or whether it's fabric, and drawn elements. And even photographic potentially, or other components that might work. Somebody had a bulldog clip earlier, it really worked. But you know, it's dependent on your project, obviously, but those are the key elements to include. And I talked about this example earlier, I thought it was a good one to come back to. This is a student from, again, your year, May. She ended up on the print course. Her work didn't have any print in it at all. She had a very fine art kind of way of working, but it was constantly experimenting. She didn't have a clue what direction she was trying to get to. She was just experimenting. She kept pushing in different directions. She obsessed about rocks for a really long time. We couldn't get her away from rocks. It really worked because she kept doing it. She went through a collage process, she went through a 3D process, she went through millions of processes to get an understanding of what she was doing. And it's still very abstract, and she's kind of took the print route. It's kind of made sense for her. But you don't need to always know, you know. It's just a case of doing it and doing it with consciousness. You know, you're not just randomly doing some stuff for the sake of it. You're doing it because you care about it. She was obsessed with this kind of work. You need to get to that point with whatever you're doing. It's never enough that if she had one drawing of a rock, this is not a project. You know, if she has drawing, multiple drawings, multiple collages, multiple samples, and then revisiting the whole thing again, recycling it all again. So it's kind of just worth thinking that, as we talked about before, you don't need this targeted portfolio. It's a portfolio that's balanced and represents you as a creative person. Exactly the point that I stopped talking. How many pages should it contain? I think we mentioned already, maximum 25, but ideally 15 to 20 is what we're aiming for. Like I said, sometimes it might be less because you haven't got enough work, but hopefully reach that kind of point. So it's dependent. So if you've got 20 pages, there'll be 2 to 5. It depends on your portfolio. So there's no kind of hard and fast rule.
Yeah, I can tell they're unrelated.
Oh, totally fine that they're unrelated. So
I feel like Westminster now likes a bit more illustrations. If like not related to anything. They just want to see your drawing. I know they're really big on that. And so if you just want to put like, it's not even your garment that you're illustrating, it's like a fashion illustration.
Yeah, and we will be doing, like I said, an additional day of illustration. I don't know when yet, but the idea is that you'll have a day generating as many drawings as possible. Maybe 3 of them will make it. You know, if you're exceptionally good and every single drawing is amazing, then obviously you would put more in, but it's still, you don't want to overload it, obviously. If you've got 20 pages, an extra 3 illustrations would be probably the right balance. But it's kind of a case-by-case thing. There's not a hard and fast rule, but some illustrations are good. What format should portfolio take? So we talked about portrait and landscape. You need to think about that. It needs to be a factor that you consider. I think we've got other tutors on the course will tell you they prefer a portrait layout. I think in the textile area, that can make a bit more sense depending on the project, but certainly for fashion, you're generally gonna have a lineup at some point, and therefore that just works more comfortably on a landscape process. I think you've always worked landscape as well, but it is down to you at the end of the day, and it's dependent on your own work. Questions? Yes.
So, since we have to have sketchbooks as well, well, it's recommended that we do. If we're extrapolating like all this information and we're cutting out and pulling out pages, doesn't that sound counterintuitive to having a sketchbook?
Whatever you won't take everything out.
No.
But what you do take out, photocopy it first, put the photocopy in. That's fine. So yes, some. If, for example, you have literally torn to shreds a whole sketchbook and it's in portfolio, obviously you're not going to take that book. But if there's still a lot of really exciting work in there, then we would still suggest you take it. And you just have those photocopies and it would just say original in portfolio. As we were saying before, the portfolio is the thing that the tutors focus on. Secondly, they look at the sketchbook.
So it isn't like bad if you have like maybe one sketchbook?
No.
You
I mean, we would always suggest take one at least.
Yeah.
But I've definitely had students that really couldn't even take one and just be like, fine, it's just your portfolio. But it's an ideal to have one or two, not more. Like other students have been like, yeah, but I've got five. It's like, no, pick two.
Would that one sketchbook be more?
Not necessarily. You might have 3 projects in a sketchbook. It might be one. It might be one related to the portfolio. It might not be. It doesn't really matter. It's just the best.
So you try and would you try and keep it in the form of when you were doing the sketchbook, or would you edit it?
Never go back and re-edit. It clean it up,
yeah. Okay.
But not. Don't do the re-edit thing.
I think the purpose of bringing your sketchbook to an interview like this is just to show them that you have an understanding of the design process. They're not going to be like, I want to see exactly how this project went, because that should be already said in your portfolio. It's just to make sure that they see you have a way of working, you're researching, you're developing that, and getting to a final outcome, but it's not necessarily having to be the same project that you're bringing in.
And don't forget, you know, everyone you're showing your portfolio and sketchbooks to have seen 2 zillion portfolios and sketchbooks over multiple years. They know how this works. They're just seeing, what's their process? What's the way they think? How do they approach things? And then the sketchbook gives a little bit more depth to that.
Yeah, because your sketchbook doesn't have to be linear, but your portfolio kind of does.
Yeah,
because they might be
really
sporadic. And
yeah.
This is just, your portfolio clarifies what you did in your sketchbook.
Yeah.
So how many projects should we put in that 20 pages at least?
It's hard to say exactly because it depends on the student, but
yeah.
I've had some students that...
So normally...
15 pages could be one project,
okay.
Depending on the student. Ideally, 2 to 3 projects, roughly.
Yeah.
So if you've got 5 or 6 for each pages, but some of your projects are going to be weaker than others. So you might have 10 pages for a project because it's so good, and then only 3 for another project. And then we might bulk it out with illustrations. If you have 3 very successful projects, we'll try and get as much of those projects in. So it's really dependent on who you are and what you've produced.
So they don't ask for at least 5?
No.
Okay.
It's not about that at all.
You don't
even
have that many in your BA. You don't even have 5. You maybe have 3.
I think they say in a BA portfolio, each product is 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
max six. Yeah. So
wait, in pages.
Pages per project. Mm-hmm. Like two is enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I'm gonna take some over here first. Yep. Never photograph the sketchbook because it's never going to be as good as you kind of editing to make you the process of making a portfolio is a specific process that you're not thinking about when you're making a sketchbook. Sketchbook's development of ideas, so you need to kind of culminate the best bits of that to make the portfolio sheet. So do you only have to make a digital one? Do you not need a physical one? So I would probably make the physical one and then photograph that and digitize it. That would be the way I would work. Unless you have to have a digital one sooner. That's annoying. So then you could easily photograph sketchbook pages, cut things out, because it's Photoshop. So it's much easier that you can bring things in, you can size them. But it's the same process, it's just a digital way of doing it. Probably something you're more...
Yeah, I mean, I think we had to do that for, is it Westminster? We had to do a digital portfolio first, like of one project, and then bring in a physical book. So I think I used like the digital as a way to see how I wanted the layout to be for the physical. So I was just editing it rather than photocopying everything, just doing it scanned, and then actually then ended up remaking them
A2. Because I mean, Westminster has to be like tiny too.
It's like
there's
A4.
Like one.
They're
yeah.
A4,
yeah.
Yeah. So that one, I can't do it on Photoshop. So I just like made it and like scanned it.
Yeah.
And that can be a digital one.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, but you can put a portfolio together digitally insanely quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it, let's say you spend a whole day just focusing on one project. And then the next day you can come back and look at what you did again and start playing with different potentials and save each version. Obviously, you can save each one separately. It's much faster because it's all there and you're just cutting and dropping and moving things around. So it is easier, essentially. And is it, it's for Westminster? Okay, so it's a different requirement.
There's this, like, I apply to there, and theirs is like really specific, surprisingly. Like, they're a bit more final out. I mean, they'll like process stuff, but they're a bit more like final outcome based.
Have a chat after we've
yeah.
done this, so she can fill you in a bit more.
Yeah, but they just have a really weird portfolio to do. Yeah.
Okay, more questions? Yeah.
So, can you include initial research concept images?
Definitely.
So, for instance, if you're referencing a specific character?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
like
you should.
Like...
It might be original research, or it might be an observational drawing of original research. What we're going to do now, which will help clarify some of that, is we're each going to do a demo. So we're going to have three stations, and we're going to show you how to put a sheet together using some of your work. And giving you that understanding of what it involves, putting things together and making choices. Then you're going to go and do one yourself. And what you'll see when we're giving you the demo, we're going to photograph three different potentials of how that could look. And then you're going to decide one of those layouts. Then you're going to swap with someone, and they're going to do a version two. You're going to do a version of each other's, photograph it, and then decide out of those four which is the best one. Yeah? And then we're doing a big critique all together. Any more questions? No? Okay. So we're going to set the station over there. Yeah, chat. Hold on, quiet. What we're doing today is we're making an introduction page for whatever project you've brought in that should be scanned and copied, or photocopied, or whatever it is, printed. We're going to create that introduction page. That's all we're doing today. It could easily have an illustration on, it could easily have some draping on. That's okay, because the introduction is kind of a summary. We're going to show you this now, anyway, so don't worry too much.
I've just realised, my textile samples for the project I've brought in, they're all glued in, so maybe when I'm physically back on doing it, or I cut it out.
Yeah,
so not now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your textile samples are like really heavy, or quite hard to put on the page, would you suggest them doing that, or would you suggest taking a photo and then?
I would say
put it, a lot of people have like a separate textile box, and like if you make that box look really fancy and nice, that's like a really good like incentive for people to look at it. Yeah, like if you have one like this tall, don't put that on the page.
I would still bring it in somehow, so it could be a photograph that you cut out and include in the page as part of, you know, like I showed you every time, actually it's there. So just thinking one of you is then or something heavy. Because one I've got in my presentation.
Is that one then?
That was like my first. I think I did that.
Oh, it's yours, experimental one.
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say that is the sample she made. It's actually just a photocopy. But then she's still got other textual elements in the page. So you're kind of still going to bring life to it. She might stitch into it to make it part of the page.
Could you review like parts of the sample
page? Yeah. But you're right, if it's really heavy and bulky, it's not a good idea. But then have that separate box. But you just want to remember they might never look in that separate box. You still want it here as well. You want it represented somehow. Are we good? Okay, so we need three volunteers of whose work we're going to use. So whoever's got their work copied, they've got all the elements we need. Can we have three volunteers that we can use their work? We're just going to pick you otherwise. Yeah. One, you're Michael's. Another one. Hello. Come on. There. You're Julia's. One for me. Chad. Okay. I'm going to be over here, so bring your work to us. So for Michael, you're coming here. I am over here. Julie's over here. You can watch with everyone you want. We're all demonstrating the same thing.
Yeah.
She's going to make an island of tables here. Julia, over there.
And then like a white sheet of paper, like,
And then you have like two or
eight, like, this is 8-3?
This is 8-3.
Yeah, like 8-3.
Can I have, or, well, no, I would do that.
So, since this is like an introduction page, I think I said it before, but like choose the what, like the image that, it doesn't have to completely summon it, but like, it's like probably the start of the engine. So like which one would you
say? I was giving the start of it.
Yeah, like what would you say? It doesn't have to be from the start of it, but like what would you say? Like I would say it had like an equal thing of like shape and texture with like
you'll have a good
one, but not like more initial responses, like, not necessarily like No, it's always good to like play with scale because like it may look cool in your sketch, but like this size, but when you put it next to another image, it works way better, like smaller, bigger. So I might just make that one. But if you're looking more at like the whole thing's about recycling, right? Yeah. So you want to start off with like, even if your project goes in a completely different direction, like start off, it's like answering the question. Like your ability to take one idea and transform it into another. So you still need to show like what your inspiration is. So if the whole thing is about recycling, I would take something that's like obviously recycled, like this, even if it comes later in your research. And for this, I'm just obviously going to take that out of the answer. But also a really, I don't think I mentioned it, but a really good cheat, if you have like photocopies and it's really nice and you don't want to spend the whole time redrawing it, you can just cut it out well and then like go over it a bit with the same material that you use. So like you don't have to waste your time. Like you have like a whole page of making, like doing it all over again. It's a good way to like save time. Since this is more like texture precision, I would say put more of like physical one, if that makes sense. Like an active user. Like this graphing looks like it's important, so I would need to get that bit into it as well.
You can also
and I really like in your work how you're handling like that little building detail. I would say that's probably the way it makes your like makes it obvious that you're considering what you're looking at. So I think it's like and it's fine if you don't have like a color. It depends on how you work. I tend to have like a color story because that's how it makes sense to me is to work when you have like colors that reflect your work. But if you don't, that's you fucking crazy. Like, like this is why it's really good to have everything like on the table because you can like process and on like I'm doing
it now. I've been trying to explain this for a time. Surprisingly good. like with this was one illustration. See, I feel like that would be so nice.
Like the spirally thing that you're doing, I would
just extend it to 3 hours.
Does that make sense? And that's like the big
part. And then the
like that, like that. Even if you don't think you do that,
also,
like, have you guys, like, look at that? That picture is, like, way cooler way than I would have thought it
should be. Like, super interested in teaching movement and dance, and so I wanted to include a project that we've talked about that for a while.
So, just to
you're going to have stuff with like way towards the end, but I would think those are more towards the end because it's not so hard to like where you end up unless you have like, if this is a sample, it turns completely into something else at the end. Okay, so this is like a final one.
No, it's not now.
It's not a final one, it's just like the initial one. Initial one? Okay, so then I would actually, I would take this off because it's
green.
Sometimes it's all with things, but when you have a red together, it looks Christmassy. So just try to avoid all those weird, like, associations you have with color combinations. Like, if you would sometimes put a certain thing of red and a certain shade of green together, it's almost like Christmas. And then, like, Valentine's Day, whatever. Yeah, so that is. And then like continue, like if you make just the pencil.
I've got a really large amount of pile.
Does it erase? Okay, I just
can't do it.
So since you have these really nice then I would.
So I remember I went to show, I was like super
The more brown stuff is what you ended up with. It's like more towards well, also with the portfolio, it doesn't have to be chronological. Like you could end up not using the brass if you don't like it. But if you think that's wrong, that's one thing. But if you want to sum up, if everything like sums up within these colors, I would maybe. Now that you're saying it,
I remember they were like. Still
a little bit. Like maybe it could just be this. Yeah, it could be, or you can even do the same thing that you do with hair. That will add.
Yeah.
And also, if you have bits sort of object that like don't make sense within the context of it, even though you did it, it's probably best to just not put it in. Because it's not that it doesn't make sense to like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so just make sure that you kind of have that mind.
And it's going to look better. It kind of looks sort of nice. So it's just kind of, also this can, if you don't have like a necessarily starting point, you can, it is good to kind of make one, and then like let it, because you can have a lot better like in between things, if that makes sense, but that's totally fine, because as long as it uses a direction, like you can have a little bit of brown here, and then at the end, it ends up like, like all the, like most of this brown, I think. Does anyone even know if you did it?
No,
do you have like one blank page for your sketchbook?
You're going to have one
blank page?
Thank you.